can you change the narrative is by sharing stories of people who have, because when Black people achieve stuff, we're achieving stuff with barriers in front of us. We're not doing it with through our family. Like, our family has a certain status in the community, so we're getting a leg up that way. We're kind of building our own ladder sometimes, right? So how can we share stories of people who've worked through all these barriers and been like the top of their field? So I guess my whole thing is that people don't know who we are, because they only see a very limited view or limited
perspective.
It's not even a perspective, because perspective isn't always right too, right? So it's like, so basically for me, it's like changing the narrative, broadening people's perspectives, making them say, oh, I never knew. What else can I learn about this? You know, and then sharing it with people. So you post something on LinkedIn or Facebook, people tend to share it, or people tend to see what you like and then they want to read it too. So it's making the information also very accessible. If we're all on social media, so rather than me trying to find an opportunity to talk to a group of people, like maybe just post something on social media. But really, it's just making people see us beyond our color and seeing us for our ability, right? And our contributions, our positive contributions.
So how do you think BC can embrace diversity?
When you say embrace, it means like you're basically looking at somebody and saying, I see all of your potential. I don't see your color. I see all of your potential, and you're basically enabling us to participate the way everybody else participates. So there's no need. I know people who change the way their name sounds or spells just so Canadians will feel more comfortable with them. Like everybody's free to be who they are, but having to like disguise parts of their culture or their by like shortening their names, we're all able to be who we are, and we're accepted for who we are, and we're embraced. It's like, awesome, I get to meet somebody from Nigeria. Awesome, a different perspective in this way. So difficult and uncomfortable, we don't shy away from the difficult and the uncomfortable, because we know that sometimes to kind of get to where you want to go, you have to go through difficulty, right? So like, not shy away from it. It's going to be hard, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable. Some people may feel like they're losing something, but I think as a society, we're gaining when we make it easy for everybody to, you know, to feel welcome and embraced and able to like live to their full potential. So
yeah, I just think politicians are important because they give a voice on behalf of their constituents. And so he was giving a voice on behalf of this new Black community in Victoria. So that was why he was sort of important. And the fact that he actually got elected too, right? Like back in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Like they were escaping slavery when they came up here. They were looking for better conditions. So I guess they weren't escaping slavery. They were just escaping the poor working conditions for Black people in the mm-hmm. States coming up to Victoria. So that's why he kind of stood out to me for that reason.